أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره وامتداد العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Iman and Ihsan Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh Today is 29th of Sha'aban which is 1441 after Hijrah equivalent to 23rd of April 2020 Today is a great day in which we are expecting to say the blessed month of Ramadan. We ask Allah to make it easy and to let us start Ramadan in a way or in a situation where Allah is happy and agreeing with all our deeds. And we ask that all the action and deeds that we are going to forward in this Ramadan should be accepted. Let us be counted among those that will be forgiven and those that will be blessed in this great month. Indeed, it's a blessing to witness Ramadan because you can't quantify the blessing, wallahi, of a particular Muslim that witnessed Ramadan and he who has not witnessed Ramadan. So I congratulate everyone for witnessing Ramadan happily, healthily, and in a very great. Although this critical time, as many scholars says, you know, Allah says, "Inna ma'al usri yusra." Indeed, in every hardship, there is ease. So with all hardship is ease. So whenever you see a hard, a very taxing time, so just be patient. Indeed, it will come to pass, and it will. So we expect that because of, and also there are a lot of blessings cited by scholars and other people concerning this year's Ramadan. Some people say that after 20 years of each Ramadan, so that the 20th Ramadan will be a blessed Ramadan in which you will have 5 Fridays upon it. 5 Fridays upon the Ramadan. And after this 5, this year that you witness 5 Fridays in Ramadan, it will take another 20 years before you can witness that. And once is true that it is 5 Friday you witness in the Ramadan, there will be a lot of blessing, a lot of blessing of Allah. So from that, if that is true, so you will reason with me while we are facing all kind of challenges, all kind of challenges, especially in this great time of this novel Corona virus. We ask Allah to protect us and make this past and make Ramadan to be the solution to all the difficulties the world is facing. Continuing to our lesson, last week we talked on ablution and we also talked on purification. So while talking ablution, we talk on the fardu, which is the compulsory aspect of ablution, and we talk on the sunnah aspect of ablution. Today we are going to talk on the fada'il al-wudu, recommended aspects of ablution. By recommended aspects, we mean these are explanatory steps in wudu that explains to you well how to carry out your compulsory aspects and the sunnah aspects, and also they are gotten from the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The other one might be seen as theory, like the fara'id al-wudu, the compulsory aspect. There theoretically written in the Holy Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين, to the end of the verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah. So in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said we should first start by washing our hand, wash your mouth, wash your inhale water and bring it out. You understand? He explained all that theoretically. So this fada'il we are seeing in his action, no, during the time when he said we should wash our head, we should rub our head, I saw that he started from this. Someone will say no, he started. So those explanatory and practical aspects of wudu are the recommended parts, and that is the way you are expected to do while you want to observe your wudu. So starting, he said, وَفَضَائِلُهُ, the recommended part, التَّسْمِيَةُ, starting with saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So while you want to start your ablution, you should say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is very important, because the importance of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim can never be overemphasized. It was reported in hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said, la salata liman la wudu'a la wa la wudu'a liman lam yadhkur bismillah. There is no salah for he who has not performed ablution, and there is not ablution for he who has not say Bismillah. But this instruction, scholar says, it is also recommended. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is recommending us to say Bismillah while starting. It's not like the upper first one, la salata liman la wudu'a la. This one is compulsory, though it's the same language used. La salata liman la wudu'a la. This one is compulsory. If you don't perform ablution, there is no salah, except if there is reason that will make you. When we go deep in, we'll see a condition where one can even make his salah without saying ablution. Then la salata la wudu'a liman lam yadhkur bismillah, there is not a complete, that's what scholar says, it means a complete to the word, it will not be given to he who has done his ablution without saying Bismillah. Allah make it easy for us. Then continuation, he said, وَزَائِدُ عَلَى الْغَسْلِ الْأَوَّلِ or غَسْلِ الْأُولَى, adding from the first wash, after you've washed first, which is compulsory, so adding washing the second time, or washing the second time and third time, is considered recommended. It's not compulsory. What is compulsory upon you is to wash first once, because it was reported that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed ablution washing one. You understand? It was also reported that he performed ablution washing twice. Then it's also recommended and reported that he performed ablution washing three times. You understand? By different companion. So scholar says what is compulsory upon you is to wash once. But it is very hard for you to wash once and suffice everywhere, to reach everywhere, to do it appropriately and carefully. You understand? But for those that know, because you see some people very rushing, doing it as if somebody will just pour water without rubbing, which we've read last week that rubbing is also compulsory. So doing it carefully the first time, the second time, the third time will make you do it the way it should be done. So because if you wash the first time and you unfortunately left a particular dot, even if it is a dot in your part of wash, is considered not done, because the wash is not complete. So when you wash the second time, probably you cover that particular place, so it's considered now the first wash. When you do the second one, it's considered there's addition. You understand? So when you do the first one, if you are fortunate enough to cover everything, if you know, you understand? So that first one is considered you have discharged what is compulsory upon you. When you do the second one, that is the sunnah. When you do the third one, that is the mustahab, and each has its own reward. And this will only be accomplished if you know it. If you know that, yes, the first one, so you'll be very careful while doing it. So that's why the essence of knowing all this can never be overemphasized. The next, he said, ghusl al-awwal, washing, after washing, adding, za'idu ala ghusl al-awwal, adding from the first wash, fil wajhi, while washing the face, wal yadaini, and also the, what was it called, the hand. So he just gives some, and also the leg and other parts. So washing, like raising your mouth 3 times, taking in, inhaling water into your nose 3 times, all those things. So he just gave some example. Wal bidayatu bimaqaddami ar-ra'si, starting from that which precedes the head, that is the forehead. While rubbing the head, you should start from your forehead, then take it backward. Although, while he said that this is because some mazhaba, and also was reported that you can perform your, even if it is with a single touch, you understand? Even some even say, even if it is a single hair you touch while rubbing the head, it's okay. Some even with the turban, you don't have to take it off, you can rub your turban or your cap, you understand? So they are different, but depending on the mazhaba. But since we are strictly on the mazhaba of Imam Malik, he said you have to, what was he called, use your two hands to rub your head from the, starting from the forehead, taking it backward, because that was how was reported. It was reported numerously that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. What tartibu sunani, and arranging the sunnah steps, doing its step one after the other, you understand? Work in little ma'i, and minimizing water. Alal udwi, alal udwi, on the parts, you should minimize water. It is not good to be pouring water anyhow. You see someone will fill a big kettle and he will finish, or even that will not be enough for him. So wasting water is not allowed, because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was reported that he performed wudu with a cup, a small cup. He performed what we call mudun nabi, what you give out during at the zakat al-fitr, during the zakat you give after or at the end of fasting. Yes, so that particular zakat. So you understand. Continuation, he said, وَتَقْدِيمُ الْيُمْنَى عَلَى الْيُسْرَى, then starting with the right before left. While washing, you wash your right hand before your left hand. So it's also recommended. All these, they are hadith. But when we say we are going to go into it, we should just know it. This is how it is being said. And he continued by saying, ويجب تخليل الأصابع اليدين, it is compulsory. Now he's saying compulsory. He's bringing it here because he is trying to draw our attention back to the compulsory aspect of wudu. ويجب, it is compulsory, تخليل أصابع اليدين, he should pass his finger there through his in between his fingers, you understand? While washing the hand, put your finger to rub the space between the two fingers, you understand? All just put, hi, I wish you are seeing how I'm doing it like this. You should put between the thumb and the index finger that particular black, this place that is somehow blackish, use your hand, use your finger to rub that place. So that is what is takhlilul asabi al-yadaini. Wa yastabihu fi asabi al-rijlaini, but it is recommended, it's not compulsory. But this of the hand is very, very compulsory. That's why when we are treating the compulsory aspect of wudu, I drew our attention to the action of some that while washing their hand, that is the farilla part. You see them, they are just washing from their wrist to the elbow, which I said is very wrong. you are leaving a compulsory aspect unwashed. So now he is stressing on that not even just washing from the finger to the elbow, but rubbing in between fingers is also compulsory. Where's the Hebrew? But it is recommended, asabi irilani, you should rub through the space between the fingers of the leg. You understand? Wajibu takhlilu lihyati, it is compulsory that you pass your finger through your beard, as in try to draw it to ensure that water is enter everywhere while performing wudu. Al khafifa, the one that is thin, a light beard. The one that is called light is the beard that you can see the skin that is under it. You understand? The beard that is very light, you can still see the skin in between, so it is compulsory while washing your face. You should try to pass your finger in between to ensure that everything is in ablution. Dun al kafifati, not without rubbing the one that is very thick. The one that is thick is the opposite of the one that is light. That is the one that is very broad and rich, that you cannot even see the skin behind it. You understand? In wudu, wajibu takhliluha fil ghusli. But even the one that is thick, it is compulsory. You should pass hand your finger through it and draw it very well while performing ritual bath. Walau kanat kafifatan, even if it is thick enough. So these are the recommended aspects of wudu, and our wudu is considered complete. Our ablution is considered complete. So with this, we will just read. There are not a lot of hadith that explain the aspects or how Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam performs his his wudu. Wafil Bukhari, this was gotten from Imam Bukhari, and a regular, that's a person, one man, قال لعبدالله بن زيد, he said to Abdullah bin Zaid, أن تستطيع أن تريني كيف كان رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم تددى, can you help me, it is will you show me how رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم used to perform his wudu, his ablution. فقال عبدالله ابن زيد نعم, he said okay, no problem, I will show you. فدع بالماء, he comes with water. فأفرغ على يده, then he puts the water in his hand. غسل مرتين, he washes his hand two times. He washes his hand two times. ثم مضمض, then he washes his mouth. واستنثار, then he puts water in his nose. And also he exhaled it out three times. ثم غسل وجهه, then he washed his face three times. ثم غسل يديه, then he washed his hand, مرتين, the right one two times and the left one two times. إلى مرفقين, to the elbow. ثم مسح رأسه بيديه, then he rubbed his head with his two hands, يديه. فأقبل بهما وأدبر, بدأ بمقدم الرأس, he bring them together, he touched water with them both, and he started from the forehead to the backward. حتى ذهب بهما إلى كفاه, until he reached the last the last place, that is the neck, where the hair terminates. ثم ردهما, then he brings them back, إلى مكان الذي بدأ منه, from the place he started, that is from the forehead to the forehead. ثم غسل رجليه, then he washes his legs, the two legs. فقال, then he said, هكذا رأيت رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يتوضأ, this is the way I saw رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم performs his ablution. فهذا حديث جاء وضوء بفرائض وسنن Murad Tabatan. So this is a particular hadith that comes with the fara'idihi wa sunanihi martabatan. He comes with the compulsory aspects and the sunnah aspect, everything together. So there are a lot of hadiths. So scholars look into different hadiths to come up with these recommended aspects. So although it is said that he washed in this hadith that he washed his hand two times, in other hadiths also it is reported that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wash his hand three times, and it's even more often seen washing his hand three times. May Allah makes us understand. So now we will run to the next topic, which is nawaqid al-wudu, things that vashits the wudu. What are those things that when you witness your wudu, your ablution is considered spoiled or vashited? So these are the things that we are going to talk. Firstly, this topic nawaqid al-wudu is on the things that spoils or vashits the ablution. Ahadasun wa asbab. So Mari is just like telling us that there are two things that vashits the wudu, the ablution. The first is ahadathun. Ahadasun are ritual impurity. Yeah, ritual impurity. Wa asbabun, and the causes of the ritual impurity. The ritual impurity on its own spoils the ablution, and things that causes that might lead to a ritual impurity also vashid the wudu. He will explain. He say fal ahadasu, the ritual impurity include al bawlu, urination. So when you urinate, your wudu is spoiled. Wal ga'idu, and also what is he called? Feces, when you pass out excreta, is considered your ablution is considered vitiated. Warihu, then when you flatted, that is when you pass out that at times is soundless air from your anus, that is flat, and you flatted is considered vitiated. Well, mazi, when you release out mazi, that is ejaculate, when you release semen, or some will call sperm. Well, wadi, then urethra discharge, which is semen. So some say wadi is semen, why mazi is sperm. So whatever it is, we will, although here it is not explained, but when we come over there is a place where we have to explain the two so that we understand. Then these are the ahadas, these are the ritual impurity. Once you observe this, your wudu are considered vitiated. He said bawlu, urine, walga'idu, and excreta, warihu, flattering, walwadiyu, release of mazi, wal wadiyu, and release of wadi, which is semen, and ejaculate, which is sperm. Wal asbabu, the causes. Now he has talked on the ritual impurity. Then the causes. The first is an-nawmu thaqil, a deep sleep. So deep sleep also vashit is a cause. While asleep, you can release money, you can release wadi, you can flatter, you can flat, you can release urine without knowing. So that is its cause. So when you sleep deeply, it vitiates your wudu. You have to repeat your wudu. Next is wal igma'u, and when you lack of insight, that's igma. Like those people that have, those like women that has jinn, you understand? So they lack insight. When the thing comes up, they lack the insight of what is going on, they will be behaving abnormally. So that's also vashid their wudu. They have to repeat after they've recovered. Was sukru, then intoxication, when you are drunk and you are in a state of hallucinating, you understand, you don't know exactly what is happening within you. So also that consider your ablution vitiated. Well, junu, then insane, then when you go mad, you understand, when you are out of your senses. So when probably when you recover from that, you, because there are some things that will happen or some reaction that might come to someone, and he will lose his sensitivity, you understand, his senses, he will go mad and start behaving abnormally. So when he recover from that particular condition, he has to repeat his wudu, because whatever will happen to you at that particular time, you might not know, you might flat and without knowing, you might you understand, you might release urine unknowingly. So that's why there are causes. Well, qubla, to then kissing, kiss, when you kiss a woman or a woman kiss a person, that one qat'an, as stated in another book, there is no any explanation. Whoever you kiss is considered, you understand, is considered your, what is it called, your wudu is vitiated. You understand, once you kiss a woman or a woman kiss a man, it has vashid the wudu of the boot. Walamsul mar'ati, then touching a female or a male, you understand, we've already said this, once he talks the feminine aspect of it, so the masculine aspect of it is also included. When it talks on the masculine aspect of it, the feminine aspect of it is also included. So now here is like he's talking to the male. So when the male touches the female, their ablution is vitiated. So also the opposite. In qasada al-lazzata, if he intends to have pleasure with that touch. You understand? So it's giving condition. When you intend to find or to have pleasure, you understand? You know that the reaction you feel when you touch a particular female. So your wudu is vitiated. Aw wajadaha, or you even got the pleasure without intending. You are just passing by, you understand? Then you just rub body with her, or you touch her, you understand? You don't intend to feel pleasure, but by that touch you then feel the sense and you sense the pleasure, so your wudu is considered vitiated. In other books, and that's higher books, this is, as we said, this is the book of stats, as it starts, just to get insight on how to perform all these. But this touching of opposite sex is divided into four. So also deep sleep or sleep in general is divided into four, you understand? So but just let's minimize it so that we will not take longer time. We hope to get it, or even as a person, when you've had this, you can go ahead and start inquiring to know it very well, so that you get fasalu ala dhikri in kuntum la ta'lamun. So also if anything is looking confusing to you, try and get it right. Wa masu zakri, then touching the penis, for that is, this is for me, touching their penis, bi batni kaffi, with their palm, that is the inner part of the palm, batni kaffi, with the inner part of the palm, batni kaffi, aw bi batni asabi, or with the inner part of the fingers. So this place that looks whitish, the palm, you know, all the palm including the edges of the finger, if you touch your private part with it, your wudu is vitiated. Although then for the opposite, there is differences. Some says there is no harm if a woman touches her private part, except if she dip her finger into her private part, that is when her wudu is considered vitiated, or if she holds it with the whole palm, something like that. So there are lots different, what you call, explanation by scholars. So this is where we will stop today. Alhamdulillah, we have completed the aspects of wudu. We talk on the composite aspects, we talked on the sunnah aspect, we talked on the recommended aspect, and also things that vitiate the wudu. This we can always get them right. The essence of knowing this is to try while doing your wudu to be bringing it into your thinking. Yes, now this aspect I'm taking is the sunnah part. No, this is how it should be done. They say we should brush while washing the mouth. You understand? By bringing it, your focus will be on your wudu, and you will do it with full attention, knowing deeply what aspect you are doing, knowing the extent. You know that washing this hand stops at the elbow. You will not go ahead washing your armpit while washing, you understand, because they say hand, you understand. So knowing all this, you know it starts from the finger to the elbow, you know it starts from the forehead backward, not taking just from. So that is the essence of knowing this. We ask Allah to make us do it the way He wants us to do it, the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended, and we should be rewarded. Whatever you didn't understand, try and find someone, or you can send us your text message or your voice question so that our scholars in the group will attend to it. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.